Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. I'm super happy to have you with me today for this special episode. I'm actually speaking to you from the past, December 31st, 2020. I know, actually, when you listen to a podcast, you're always listening to somebody from the past, but you're listening to me from the past year. And what I wanted to do was take a few moments to share a bit about my process of looking back at the previous year in hopes that it would inspire you to do the same. Now, you can do this at any point in your life, but there's something powerful for me about having a specific finish line of a year and then a fresh starting line. I used to run cross country in high school. Not sure you know that about me. Used to be a runner. I have run so much in my life that I hate running now. It just feels like punishment, okay? So I do, though, remember back to those years of running cross country, and I had this expectation when I saw the start and the finish line. When you drove onto the property, wherever you were going to be running, it was like, ooh, there's the start line. Oh, and there's the finish line. There was the sense of excitement, anticipation, and expectation of what's going to take place. Now, sometimes the line would be in the exact same place. Literally, it would be the same line. You start running and you go through all of these ups and downs and twists and turns, and you end up in the exact same place where you started. But then there were other cross-country courses where you'd start in one area and you'd end up in a completely different place. Now, my hope is that you didn't end in the same place where you started in 2020. I hope that you saw progress in your life, in your health, in your relationships, in your business or career. Now, sometimes we don't actually feel the progress because we're going through life day after day and experiencing the challenges of those days, and we don't necessarily see the big jumps that we like, but we could look back and we could see progress. And that's why it's so important for me to ask two simple questions at this time of the year. And my hope is that these two questions would be helpful for you as well. The first one is, what do I want to celebrate about 2020? What do I want to celebrate? And the second one is, what did I learn? What did I learn? Now, I'm always looking into the future, always excited about my next project. So that means that celebrating what I accomplished in the past or what I experienced doesn't always come naturally for me. And that's why the first question is very important. For me, celebrating is simply recognizing the good things that I experienced so that I can cultivate a sense of gratitude and thankfulness rather than just always pushing onto the next project. I actually take some time, feel the gratitude, feel the thankfulness, and I kind of even pat myself on the back, frankly. I do a little dance, right? A little happy dance, like, yes, look at that. This was so good. Yeah, boy, I worked hard for that, and these are the good things that happened. So as I take the next few minutes and share about my own life, I want you to be thinking about your own, okay? So when I think about things that I want to celebrate about 2020, the very first thing that comes to mind is the release of my latest book. You've heard me talk about it here. Maybe you even have a copy. It's called Empowered to Rise, The Secret to Embracing Your True Identity, Uncovering Your Superpowers, and Bringing Your Inspiration to the World. Now, what I did was I asked the Inspiration Rising Insiders private Facebook group about all sorts of things when I was in the process of creating and writing the book. I asked them about the title. Like, if you're a part of that group, you help select the title. You help select the length. I said, how long do you want it to be? They said, oh man, if it could be under 150 pages, that would be great because then we could actually finish it. You know, a lot of books that are over 200, 250 pages, people just don't finish. I even asked you about the cover art, and you voted on the front cover. And so it was so fun to have other people participating, and it was very exciting to share this empowering message with the world. I even went on to over 20 podcasts and promoted the book, and the response has been really, really beautiful. I am very thankful for those of you who have communicated how the book has impacted your life. If you haven't read it, it is available on Amazon. Not that this is a promotion for it, but I'm very excited about it. It's impacted lots of people's lives. It's inexpensive. So you can go buy it at insporising.com/book, and that link will take you right to the Amazon page. Now, the second thing that comes to my mind is my health. Around the time when the pandemic was unfolding in the U.S., I heard about a mental resilience program called 75 Hard. And a lot of people think that it's a physical health program, but it's actually a mental health program. It's a free program created by Andy Frisella that challenges you to do 5 things every day for 75 days. And here are the 5 things. Number 1, follow an eating program. Okay, some sort of eating regimen that's healthy. No cheat meals are allowed. The second one is to drink a gallon of water every day. Third is do 2 45-minute workouts with at least one of them outside. Fourth is read 10 pages of nonfiction in a physical book. Number 5, take a progress photo every day. All right, if you skip one of those 5 things on any day, you start back over on day 1. It is really a very challenging program. I'm very excited to say that my wife, Laura, and I completed the 75 Hard Challenge, and you can actually hear about our experience on episode 140 if you go to insporising.com/75hard. I lost over 40 pounds in those 75 days, quit drinking soda. I was drinking probably, 6 or 8 cans of Diet Dr. Pepper a day or the equivalent or more. I love Diet Dr. Pepper. And haven't had any since. What has it been, like 7 or 8 months? And I definitely developed a greater degree of resilience and grit in the process of completing 75 Hard. I would definitely encourage you to listen to that episode because it was super fun to have Laura on the podcast and share all about our experiences. The third thing that I want to celebrate is the launch of the Rise Up Business Academy. Now, early in 2020, people were starting to ask me more about business and marketing support and questions, even more so than life coaching. And this led to the start of an incredible consulting program to help business owners launch and grow their online business from the ground up. The members of the Rise Up Business Academy have just, I just love each and every one of them. And I love their businesses and I love what they're doing. And they've had some tremendous breakthroughs in the first few months of this consulting program. And I'm excited to help more and more entrepreneurs in the next year. Super excited and thankful for the Rise Up Business Academy. So those are the 3 huge things that I want to celebrate in my life about 2020. My new book, 75 Hard, and the Rise Up Business Academy. So what do you want to celebrate about 2020? I want to hear. Like, as you're listening to this, I know that you have things that have come to your mind. So the easiest way to tell me about it is just to text me. Like, you can text me directly at 949-401-6090. That number's in the show notes as well as all the links that I've mentioned. 949-401-6090, and tell me what you want to celebrate about 2020. All right, so the next question is, what did I learn? Now, I've noticed a trend on social media of people just talking about, 2020 was horrible, it was the worst year ever, I'm so glad it's gone. I totally think it's good and honest to be true with our feelings and grieve the painful losses. Every one of us had unmet expectations this year. Many of us had tremendous losses in our finances, in our careers, businesses, and in our families. And so if you've had those losses, those unmet expectations, yes, You want to feel that and grieve that and get through it. I mean, my family has had many of those as well. My wife is teaching 24 kindergartners online the entire year. My son finished his senior year. He did it a semester early, but he did it online. Yeah, and my daughter is going to college online. Definitely not what she envisioned or hoped for. So a lot of unmet expectations. Whatever losses or challenges or painful experiences that you've been through, yes, you want to feel those and grieve those. But at the same time, I start to ask myself, what did I learn though? Like rather than just complaining about 2020 and saying it was the worst year ever, how can I look at the things that I went through and learn from them? Now for me, the two biggest learnings that I had, now I want to share those with you. The first is my physical health and mental health are directly connected. Now, I know when you hear that, physical health, mental health directly connected, duh, Dave, yeah, that's true for all of us. But for me, it was a new learning. When I don't feel good in my body, I feel so funky in my head. I realize that weight is a sensitive topic. We've talked about it here on the podcast multiple times. And I'm all for the body positive movement, but I also know how I personally feel when I weigh a certain amount. And I have gained quite a bit of weight over the years. I've lost it, and then I gained it back. And so when I have that extra 50 or 60 pounds on my body, I don't feel good physically, and I feel even worse mentally. And I began to become very aware of the negative self-talk that I had about my own body and physicality and everything. And so for me, I feel better when I'm at a certain weight. And if I want to keep that weight off and stay at a certain weight, keep feeling good physically and mentally, that means that I have to be very disciplined about what I eat. It's less about my body movement because, frankly, I could be running a marathon and, you know, stuffing my face full of chips and bread and pasta and just, you know, still be not at a good weight for me. So up until now, that whole idea, that skill of being disciplined about what I eat has been something I've struggled with. I like to eat a lot of bread and pasta and chips and fried foods and all of that yummy good stuff. So about 8 months ago, I cut a lot of that out, and I feel so much better. I feel like I'm finally learning to take care of my body by taking supplements every day, walking, eating more healthy, and stopping drinking soda. I love soda, but I also, you know, see all the reports and, you know, all the stuff online about what it does to your body. And so anyway, I want to be clear. This is just my own learning. This is not advice for you. It's not about judgment about weight. It's just me saying that my physical health and mental health are directly connected. And I feel like I'm in a much better place having had that learning this year and being focused on my health. The second learning that stands out to me is that I'm learning to delegate. Now, when I was a pastor, I had a staff of over a dozen people, and they were amazing, hardworking people, but I really struggled with managing them. And I had a lot of high expectations, and I had a lot of disappointment, and it was very challenging. And so when I transitioned out of full-time ministry over 12 years ago, I decided that I didn't want any staff after that at all. And so I've worked by myself for pretty much over a decade. And yet I hit a point with the Inspiration Rising podcast and the Rise Up Business Academy where I knew that I needed help if I was going to continue to grow. And so I went on Upwork.com, which is a great resource to be able to find people that either are near you or far away from you to connect with and hire. And so I was looking for a podcast editor, and I found this amazing woman named Phoebe, and I just thought, oh, she's going to help with the podcast, and it has turned into so much more, an incredible working relationship, and the team has grown. Like, we now have multiple people that work on the Inspiration Rising team, and it's freed up a ton of my time It has been absolutely amazing. And what it's done is it's opened my mind up to start dreaming about new ways that I can help new business owners, all right? Not just through the podcast and through the Business Academy, but all kinds of new ways. And the only way that I was freed up to start dreaming about those things was by getting things off of my plate that I was doing, that I didn't need to be doing. Somebody else could be doing them, okay? Podcast editing, some administrative stuff, social media, editing videos, all that kind of stuff. Somebody else can do that. I don't need to do that. And what that's done is it's freed me up to think about other things. In the next couple of weeks, I'm super excited to reveal a new project that I've been working on, our team has been working on, that is a game changer for online business owners who want to create social media content in a short period of time, like 5 minutes a day. Because social media can take a lot of time just to create content for business owners, whether you're a coach or consultant or you have a, you know, storefront or whatever it is. And our team is working intensely to get this new resource ready to launch. And I'm super, super excited to tell you about it. And the only way that that new resource would have or is coming to fruition is because I've learned to delegate. And I'm trusting people with, you know, projects and things, and I'm being clear on my expectations and having grace when things aren't there. And it's just, you know, it just feels like a breakthrough for me. And I'm super excited to work with the team that I have. Well, every year, every single year brings new learnings if you're willing to ask the questions. And so my learnings, of course, are very different than your learnings. But no learnings are better than other learnings. Like sometimes I could go, oh, I learned that my physical body and mental health are directly connected, or I'm learning to delegate. Well, those are not that huge of learnings. Other people had probably something bigger. It doesn't matter. These are my learnings. This is what was important to me. These are two big breakthroughs in my life. So I want to hear, what did you learn this year? I'd love to hear, like seriously, in the same way that I want to hear what you want to celebrate, I want to hear what you learned. And I'd love for you to text me. You can text me at 949-401-6090. Let me know what you want to celebrate, what you learned in 2020. And whatever it is that you want to accomplish or experience in 2021, I want you to know that I am cheering you on. I'm with you. I believe in you. Ah, you are inspired. You're enough. You're loved. Those things are all true about you. And I'm super, super, super excited to be able to support you on your journey of starting and growing your business. Let's have a great 2021 together. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.